You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Command that is brought, that the fire on the altar has to go on constantly. It should not be put off. So now this command was brought in a verse that is Esh Tamid Turad Al Mizbeach Lo Tichbe, and then it has been emphasized that command, if is forbidden, actually is the isur that one has committed. So meaning that if the Kohen like puts off the fire, so then you have to punish him. So the punishment was the lashes, that he has to receive lashes. So now, here, one of the miracles that has been taking place in the Beit HaMikdash, that the rain was not able to put off the fire on the Mizbeach. So when the rain would come, so then would not affect the fire. Well, like let's say in the Mishkan, that in the desert, so then the rain would not affect it. Well, at the time that, like let's say they brought their korbanot, when the Mishkan was not built, or when the Beit HaMikdash was not built, so they had in Shiloh, or they would bring korbanot on the roof before the Beit HaMikdash was built. But the rain would not affect it. So the question that is brought, is it better that the rain would not put off the fire on the altar, or Hashem would not make that the rain would come on that area? Understand?
Yeah, but the physical cannot touch the spiritual. The fire was the spiritual. It was from Shemayim. The rain was physical.
No, the fire is on the altar.
Yeah, I know. So the fire comes.
The fire, the Kohen would bring. The Kohen would bring the fire.
Okay.
So now here, instead of the rain would not be able to put off the fire, so Hashem would arrange it the way that the rain would not come there at all. See, Hashem has a patent. You know about this?
What patent?
That Hashem tries to hide the miracle. Like let's say in splitting the sea, the Qiyat Yam Suf. So now here the Torah says that the wind came and opened the ocean. Right?
The wind came?
Wind.
This is
Batira. So now, this is Ruach Qadim. So now why we have to be told that Hashem sent the wind? Because that would be misleading. Because as like the Reform or conservatives, they preach in their temple that they say, you know, you can go to Universal Studio and then observe Qiryat Yam Suf. So why Hashem has to do it in such a way that will be misunderstood or misleading? You understand? Well, there has a concept that is called Mother Nature. You heard about this?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You think according to the laws of nature.
That means there's a mother that runs the nature. That's what it means, right? It's very interesting that if you add Elohim, what do you get?
Teva.
Yeah, Elohim is equal to Teva. That means nature is Hashem. So So what does that mean? That means Hashem has hidden himself that you would think, you know, that's how it is. But like they say, people that get up in the morning, what do they think?
To come to
Amen, amen. So that means, you know, you feel you, I got up. Let's say, when you open your eyes, what do you feel? No, but when you open your eyes, what do you do? What's your reaction when you open your eyes?
I have to. They think I did it.
No, do you dance when you open your eyes?
No.
Why? Yes, you know, it happens every day. You get up at the bed, you know, you open your eyes, you move your hand. Yeah, you know, you go to sleep, you get up.
You're confused.
What is misleading? Why? Because that there's a trap that, you know, everything according to normal happens. Because you don't give it a say, you take things as a granted. You say, you know, my hand moves. How does this move? You know how this move?
The muscle.
The
order from Shamayim to move, so it moves.
The
cover is the muscle.
You know how to do this? You're telling your brain. You know what thousands of commands takes place to be able to do this?
Nerves.
Huh?
Amazing.
Huh? But you never think that, you know, you say Hallel, you did this? Hallel, bit beracha. And after you have to say Nishmat Kol Chai. But here, the point here is that Hashem hidden himself behind all the miracles that, why? Because give us the opportunity that to think twice. So now, back to the altar. Here, there's a very beautiful point that Hagera Zatzal brings a very beautiful point. He says, obviously, Hashem could eliminate the domain that the altar should the rain comes. As you know, when the rain comes down, what's the travel that it goes through to reach Los Angeles? 500 years. And it's very unbelievable thing that not even two drops touch one another in process that to reach the earth. Not even two drops. You know about this?
No.
So the Gemara rings, if the two drop touches, it's like the atomic bomb. Something like that. So you know how it's been managed. So now, Hagera is a very beautiful thing. It says, actually, this is the message for our daily life, and it is. Geshem means gashmiut, physicality.
Rain?
Geshem means physicality. Money means house, means a car, whatever that is, has physicality. So here, God says, you know why this miracle took place in such a way? That wants to teach us, you should never let that the physicality put off the fire of your spirituality. That's the message. So that means, no matter if it's a storm, a flood, whatever, the Mabul of the Noah, but still was not able to put up the fire. Why? To teach us that you should not let that your physicality, your activity out there to make a parnasah, to make an income, chas v'shalom, miss out what your neshama needs. That's what the message here is. Unfortunately, we have a not accurate scale. Why? Because we feel, obviously, if I spend time in the Beit Knesset for my tefillot, I lose a customer, I lose money, my income, and so on. But here the miracle comes to tell us, no, that's not how you should think. That the geshem, the gashmiut, the physicality, should not let the fire will be put off. And that's a very, very, very important message in life. That chas v'shalom, you don't sacrifice your spirituality for something that actually in the hand of Hashem. That means we have to have the trust that Ribono Shel Olam is the one that manages our saving account, our checkbook, and our CD. It's all in the hands of Hashem. Chas v'shalom, the ruchniyot, our speciality should not be sacrificed for the physicality. Hashem Baruch Hu give us the merit, without Hashem, to come to Mincha on time, without Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.